I've heard some folks talk about the need for change and the need for a fresh set of eyes. And I guess my response back to that is you can't have change in a large organization unless the people who work there trust you. So, for instance, we have 650 employees. Those 650 employees are just like you. They are part of the sheriff's office community. And to effectively change an organization, you have to have the trust of the employees. Because as we know, if an employee doesn't want to change, they can quickly sabotage the work of the chief executive. So I think the advantage I have is I have the trust of those employees. They know what my vision is for the future of the office, and they've endorsed that vision through their collective bargaining unions and their support of me. And really, what they're saying very loudly is, we know the sheriff's office needs to change. We think that Mark's the person to do that because he's walked the walk. He hasn't just sat here for 24 years as a member of this office and done nothing. He's been proactive. He's looked at innovative things in policing. He's implemented innovative techniques in policing. And he really is the person for the job.
Now, in terms of California and its status as a sanctuary community, and especially Sonoma County, where we feel very strongly about these kinds of things, what should the department's policy about these things be? What is it now, and what will it be under your leadership?
So our current policy was really dictated by SB 54, also known as the California Values Act. And under that act, signed by our governor, the relationship between local law enforcement and immigration officials is very strictly controlled. And those controls basically say that if a person has been previously deported and they've been convicted of a serious or violent crime, and there's one more part here, and they happen to end up in the custody of the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office, then the Sheriff's Office can share information with ICE, which is, and it's really limited. The information we share is the release date. So if ICE were to come to us and they were to say, we understand Mark Essick has been booked in your jail. He's a previously deported person, and he's been convicted of a violent felony. We want to know when he's being released. Under SB 54, the sheriff's office would say, okay, Mark is getting out next Tuesday at 2 p.m. And then ICE could do whatever they choose to do with that. They could come and pick me up and deport me again or not. It's really up to them. So I think that SB 54 was a piece of compromise legislation. We had some folks in California who thought it didn't go far enough, that wanted absolutely zero cooperation. And then there were the folks on the other side who thought that it went too far and protected people. I support the current legislation the way it looks like right now because it is a compromise. I think it protects our community from people who are being convicted of violent felonies and violent crimes. Yet it also has that compromise that it doesn't target people who are here, although unauthorized in their presence in our country. They are, for the most part, law-abiding. They are working jobs, they're paying taxes, they're paying their way in society. And if they happen to get caught up in a minor arrest for a misdemeanor crime, it doesn't disrupt their family, it doesn't automatically send them into deportation.